De symptômes d'allure grippale ou s'apparentant à ceux de la COVID-19, tels que la fièvre, la toux ou la perte du goût ou de l'odorat, ou si vous avez été en contact avec une personne infectée par le virus, il est essentiel de passer un test de dépistage et de respecter les consignes d'isolement, même si vous êtes vacciné. Le dépistage demeure un des meilleurs moyens de limiter les éclosions. Pour en savoir plus, visitez québec.ca/test-covid-19. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Oh, merci beaucoup, Madame Saint-Onge. J'aurais fait l'intro de Francis et les exerciceurs sur les ondes de CKUT. Pour cette émission, un hommage à Genesis, Breyer puis Orridge. Bonne écoute.
Possession is all of the law. Possession with equally ruthless pleasure. The supply of a soul, body, and dreams. To think completely and devour such memories. Know that we escape from a million gifts. Everything offered is given. Possession is all of the law. This is a grave of acceptance. We exist, manifest, donate all we have. In this universe, there is only captivity of our lives, a perfect restraint, a perfect restraint most low. Take the best possible pains and truly She fell into an eclipsed darkness. Grazing her railroad knees, ripping small chunks of skin away. As she saw faint flickers rising from the sticky black asphalt. About 50 yards away. A glowing energy of radioactive heat, twisting ribbons in the fire of Moses' burning bush. Moses' burning bush delivers no message anymore. Crawling closer, the cauldron turns pearly white, shape undefined, pulsates with life. This beating heart hypnotizes her. Angelic tarmac moving closer, sheer solid, frozen, icy slaughter. Her blood seeps down into the moment from the small chunks, makes liquid blisters move towards us, iridescent white, dilating, a dazzling jewel undulating. Her crawling struggle ever closer, sees life shape-shifting, fresh water oyster. Within her bony grass, cracked shell, not at all, but mirage, limestone swirling beneath her garments.
She is here. Change the world and end all fear. Put yourself in final gear. He is her, she is here. Turn the wheel.
And this way, steer.
This way, steer.
She is here and he is her.
She is here and he is her.
Identity does not exist.
Identity does not exist.
She is here.
She is here.
And he is her.
And he is her.
Hidden in a lost.
Hidden in a lost.
Hidden in a lost world's mist. She is here.
She is here.
And he is here.
And he is here.
Embrace the future.
Embrace the future.
With a kiss. Kissed.
Kissed.
Turn the wheel.
Turn the wheel.
And this way, steer.
And this way, steer.
End all gender.
End all gender.
Mist. Kiss.
Mist.
Of a jungle. Nothing short of a total gender. Nothing short of a total gender. This is a word for the ignorant, a bliss for the wise. Heads, heads smooth like tantric eggs, I surmise. My priestess is too, and she knows. My priestess is too, and she knows. If ever there was a desert, it is of no response. From the heart we stare to the blessed, my children only. Sometimes I feel so conscious, awake enough to spill a tear or two for myself. Two for myself. Two for my priestess. Two for myself. The great hole goes dark. A vortex as earth eats, falls apart. Each seed ejaculating like the executed. As fools burn glass and dreams, dreams we call robes or ego, dreams we call robes or ego. They're wrapped around us, all ego, all ego, all ego. Do you remember the broken ring? His son, the Hierophant of lead, wiser dead, wiser dead, the Hierophant of lead. I worship all priestess and child. I worship all priestess and child. Burning the old home. Burning the old home. Burning easing your pain. Jack Kerouac said, "The purpose of life is to ease the pain of living." William Burroughs said, "Damn right, son," and shot up some more heroin, easing his pain immediately. And he lived a lot longer, too. He lived a lot longer, too. Easing his pain was true. Suffering, suffering, suffering. Tibetans call this spontaneous sublimity. A diamond sutra just for me. Timothy Wiley said, "A diamond body, not a sutra." And it seems to me that it's more contradictory. And it seems to me that it's more complicatory. Much like a light bulb. If you really think. You know the old light bulbs, the ones with the piece of springy wire inside? And it drives you crazy. Because it could start a fire if it went wrong. And when it stops working, it bounces around, teasing you and saying, "Once I gave you light, but now I do nothing except threaten you." But that's not really the point, is it? You're easing your pain. You're easing your pain. And we just want something simple. Seductive, something that's snapping, quick, kind of catchy, and like a bra that snaps behind their back when you're so good with two fingers that you can undo it instantly. You don't tell anyone the trick. And how do we change? How do we rearrange? And make everything fall apart, just like that bouncing wire in the light bulb. Smoothly fall apart, not jiggling and working in strange, random directions. And there's a dark snap, and there's a scent. You can almost smell the scent of the broken light bulb. And you've missed the entire point. And you've even missed the entire event. It's a point of law and order that between the animals that are spent, we are the least awake. Jack Kerouac said, "The purpose of life is to ease the pain of living." And William Burroughs went, "Damn right, son," and shot up even more smack into his vein. So which is worse? Which is the disaster? Which is the flow and the ever after? And that light bulb, it's still broken down on the floor. And you've got to be sure you don't have bare feet. And you have to realize that if you have bare feet and you walk through the glass, you're really fucked for good. And then the blood reveals this hole. And in your heart there's a hole. And in the heart there's a hole anyway, and it goes so deep. And none of it is a metaphor. For what are metaphors for? And who would make a metaphor for four or five or more occasions? So does this mean when you found the diamond center of the diamond sutra of the diamond body, do you ask yourself, did we all lose it? Did we lose it? Did we really just lose it and forget everything we were supposed to be? That's what God's for, right? That's why we have a creator story, a metaphor for war, more and more metaphors for more and more wars, and more metaphors just for anything, just for. And I checked on my light bulb, smattering and shattering and crackling like ice, and my bare feet in the glass. I felt like I'd been smacked, it hurt so bad. I felt like I'd been smacked dead, which sounded nice, and if only it had been ice, it might have released the heat complete. Released the heat complete. Life, life is a fleeting, outward, fleeting spinning, fleeting downwards, just for its own sake, a form of energy. And there it is, expanding around. Now and again we're aging, the arthritis being so painful that I don't know if I can take it anymore. And this is a universe. This is the day that we awoke. This is a universe. This is the real giant joke. This is a universe. The way that we've grown, this is a universe, a great big joke, smashed just like that light bulb.
Thank you.
Submerged in water.
Memories tell us one thing, everything must go. 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 Everything must go. Yeah.
but the end of matter. Nothing matters but the end of matter. We have formed sounds, made names, trapping matter with language. We perpetuate our tyranny and drown in a flood of speculation and false communication. Born immortal outside of time. Come on, child, come to me. We must look for ways to transmit infinite alternative realities. And then maybe you have a choice of reality. You want to stay alive, you want to stay alive. You don't really want to die, so make it whatever it is real. But the end of matter, nothing matters but the end of matter, nothing matters but the end of matter, nothing matters but the end of matter. Every inherited construct, every society, every techno-patriotic political system, the trades, the trade unions of believing, it exists, it exists. But it must be destroyed as fast as it's possible. You know, we make space. Make space to be space. Memory is a clock. It's the aging mechanism of your mind. You can change it. You can turn it back. You can set the alarm. Memories tell us one thing, this thing must go. Memories tell us